For long, one proverb has dictated parenting strategies for raising kids. That is, 穷养儿，富养女, or sons should be raised in frugality and daughters in abundance. Parents who strictly hold on to this belief say a son will grow up into a responsible and solid young man, whereas a daughter will grow up into an elegant lady who can resist all materialistic temptations. Ooh.So,
I gotta ask here, because I thought many times, you know, we say little emperors and whatnot. These maybe sons are often so spoiled and whatnot. But this seems to be preaching maybe the opposite. Nuang Lin, can you fill me in?
Yes, because there's this traditional parenting formula in China that is trying to avoid the situation you've been mentioning, that is having some spoiled boys or some girls who are so easy to be impressed by boys. So they're saying maybe if we shower the girl with money and good stuff, she'll be like, meh, it's okay, I've seen all this. I'm not that impressed by boys. And for boys, parents wanted to make sure that boys can fight for their life, be responsibility to take care of their family in the future. So they want the boy to know the difficulties in life. So they wanted the boys to not have everything he wants and be able to cope with the setbacks in life. And that is basically the theory here.
Well, let's talk about how maybe the rest of the public has looked at this theory and what their thoughts were. Last week, a survey conducted by China Youth Daily Social Survey Center Joint Questionnaire Net, whew, that's a mouthful, showed that 2002 respondents, out of 2002 respondents, 43% of them perceive the concept of poor as limited financial resources and hardships during their childhood, and rich meaning spiritual abundance, rather than something that's, you know, basically the ladies being showered with a bunch of money or whatnot. More than 70% of those surveyed maintain that boys are supposed to go through setbacks when they are young so that they get to know life isn't that easy and have to learn how to shoulder responsibility, as New Hong Lin had said. You know, looking at this, though, personally with me, I feel like this is not a foreign concept, and I was a little surprised to actually see this, and it made perfect sense to me almost instantaneously. And I'll say, I can't specifically remember any saying that I've ever heard, but I do remember kind of learning what I feel this lesson is preaching. And that is, I remember when I was really, really young, you know, it was my sister, it was me going camping with my grandparents. My grandfather's an old-fashioned man, but very cool guy, and he's very outdoorsy, kind of a rough guy. My grandma is the exact opposite. So when we go camping with them, it would always be a tent and a camper, which sits on the back of your truck and has a faucet and, you know, a bed and all the comforts of home, basically. And I remember being a kid, you know, we'd go camping with them, and there's only a limited amount of space in the camper. And I always told my grandfather, you know, I was like, hey, Grandpa, can I sleep in the camper? You know, Dominique, my sister, she got to sleep in the camper last night. I want to sleep in there tonight, can I? And he's like, no, Ryan. No, you know, the guys, we sleep outside in the cold. And we're going to let the girls have the camper. It's for the girls, okay? You stay out here with me and have fun. I was like, why? You know, and I just remember, I can't remember word for word, but I remember the lesson was that basically, you know, he was trying to teach me that, yes, guys do have to shoulder some responsibility. We have to learn to kind of put up with the tough stuff, the not pretty stuff, not being afraid to get our hands dirty. So that if, you know, maybe your wife wants to have the nicer stuff, you are able to give it to them and you have no problem giving it to them. And, you know, I know that sounds kind of sexist and old fashioned, but at the same time, like, I respect that way of life. Maybe I'm old fashioned to an extent too. Of course, it's always a girl's choice whether she wants to sleep in that proverbial tent or the camper, but I will always be that guy, I feel, because of what my grandfather taught me to be a gentleman and always assume I'm taking the tent.
Oh, that is Such a great speech. And as a girl, I'm always for the idea of having.
A camper.
Guys, always in the tent. Ladies, five-star hotels. Okay. Jokes aside, I have to say I'm not 100% agree with this sentence because actually my understanding towards this is.
Oh.
Is because the Chinese, let's say, sentence, the wording here is 穷 and 富, which is literally poor and rich. And if you're referring to material things, then it makes sense because the sentence means you should give girl more things and material she wants, and maybe raise boys in a less, let's say, richy kind of situation. So they wanted to fight for their life. But if, because some people offending this sentence is saying we're talking about spiritual things, but why do you want to raise a boy with no higher spiritual standard? So I feel like the logic here, the sentence itself means is talking about the material kind of stuff. And that is why I think maybe boys, they should know how to cope with the setbacks in life. They should know how to cope with challenges, but it's not necessary for them to live in a poor situation.
Yeah, and also I think we try to find out why this proverb occurred in the first place. What is it trying to tell people? And it seems, at least for the girls should be raised in abundance, but it seems to be signaling that if you are raised with money, with being able to get whatever you want, maybe when you are a little girl and you grow up, then you would be able to say no to money in the future. You'd be able to resist materialistic temptation. Anything that's monetary, that will no longer be able to dictate what you want in life and what you see in your life. That sounds ideal. Not for a woman, but for a man too, I feel. And also, like, this resistance, I wonder if that can be achieved just by growing up with money or growing up with mom and dad giving you everything you want. Because without some sort of spiritual guidance or good parenting, this person could easily turn into a little princess and grow up into being a princess. And guess what? In the real world, not every princess is gonna have her prince or her king to make her queen. And then don't you feel that if things go wrong, then you're grown up a princess without a kingdom to rule? How does life end up for you?
And also, I don't really love all the princesses. Their personality sometimes is not even lovable. So there's no surprise that no prince is coming. And I have to say, there are many cases that a girl who's raised in less fortunate money, surrounding situation turn out to be great. Let's say Madame Curie, she's like the woman, or let's say female scientist model we talk about a lot. And also Margaret Thatcher, they're all women who are raised not in that great condition, I mean material condition, but they turn out to be great women.
And also I think coming from a humble background, there are plenty of men and women who succeeded or found happiness in life. So I do wonder if this material definition would really be all that useful. And also, what this saying, which has been taken up by a lot of Chinese parents when they're raising kids, I fear that in today's modern Chinese society, which some people say that the word money sums it up so well, then that's not a pretty picture, I have to say. And if your understanding only stays on the monetary level of this proverb, then I think it's going to have some pretty dangerous implications as this person grow up, and it could be a very spoiled girl and a young man that maybe strives too much for money if you didn't grow up with much or any of those monetary satisfaction.
Yeah, looking at this, I see there's danger in how open to interpretation this could be, and how people can say it's X, Y, and Z, and everyone kind of be right in a way. Like, you know, New Honglin had mentioned the spirituality. It doesn't make sense. That's something that has to do with, like, life beyond your body, things that, you know, gender makes you a male and a female. But, you know, if you're maybe a religious person, the belief that after this, really, there's no more gender anymore. So why would there be a difference in spirituality given? Also, like, what if someone interpreted this like, I can't love and talk to my son, but I have to shower my daughter with love. It'll make my son stronger and more hard and hardened. No, these kind of things would destroy your son, especially, you know, sons need just as much as love from their parents as you know, a daughter does, you know. So I don't think that this is anything more than maybe a proverb that was maybe teaching people, hey, like, you know, like what I was saying is, like, teach men to be a gentleman. Teach men to be able to give stuff up for ladies, maybe, you know, to be nice, these kinds of things. And nothing maybe more than that. Yes.
Interesting. And I think that has yeah, a lot of merit to that, Ryan. Okay, hats off to you. But also, I have a question for you guys. Don't you think that this proverb, what it seems to be alluding at, is men and women should be raised differently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I also feel like that's pretty general, you know? Like, I've seen Tom girls and all different kinds of guys too. And you just gotta, I've said it before, there's no one same person on this planet. And then if you try to fit everybody in such a general scope, then you're really never gonna get to know your kid on a personal level. He's a special personal, being. I would say cater your parenting through making a relationship with your kid, but don't use old proverbs that are so open to interpretation as your sole way of parenting your child.
Yes, and also I'd like to say, since this is a traditional parenting formula, I feel like there's this mentality that the biggest challenge a girl would ever meet in her life is the temptation of rich boys showering her with gifts that will make her make the wrong decision. Anyway, and the biggest challenge for boys are to take responsibility for the life. And that is not the case in modern China anymore. So, like Ryan has just said, maybe always give your kid the love and attention he or she needs, and give her as much experience, like travel around, read, and try to see the world. This kind of high reach spiritual or mental experience for your kid, and maybe let him or her understand how to cope with difficulties in life. And that is basically what I can offer.
Cope with difficulties. When we add a monetary, maybe dollar sign or yuan sign to this kind of proverb, I also don't like it. I think, you know, as parents, you are responsible for taking care of your child, but don't just, especially don't, you know, make sure that you're fair in how you treat your son and your daughter and how much you give them. That's really, it promotes jealousy, and it's not a good thing. Give them just as much as you would give the other, you know. Don't make inequalities in a relationship between a brother and a sister. And also, I would say that don't overgive them. Don't spoil them. Don't spoil anyone. That's not something that's gender dependent. When you shower one person with a bunch of stuff, you know, that person will no longer think, will take it for granted, I would say. And maybe that will do them a disservice, because they'll never want to work for the things that they want. They'll just expect it to be given to them.
Yes, work for it and not expect it to be given to you. And that is one golden rule in life that I think...
that's a proverb right there.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That I think parents for sure should educate their kids since they're little kids. And also, I don't think today should we confine one person's future or dreams according to their gender. That is no longer the situation as one grows up. And Niu Honglin, you said the temptation, biggest one that a girl resists is, you know, from some rich guy to shower her with shoes. I don't see that being the biggest temptation. It's when I need to resist the temptation of getting myself that pair of shoes or the other pair of shoes. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.